Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we got a little bit of sad news here.
I laid the show yesterday. America. OJ died. That was actually good news.
It was.
What a way to ruin your day.
But Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist.
Oh, yeah.
You know who they are?
Yeah, only because you told me off the air.
They're the Golden Bachelor couple. And
yeah, my wife and daughter watched that show.
They're getting divorced.
Yeah, they're going to bum out when they hear that.
After three blissful months of marriage.
They thought they were cute.
What? Right. I thought those crazy kids were going to make it. You have to really despise somebody after 3 months. Be like, God, this is done.
I wonder how long after they got married they figured out this isn't going to last.
Well, first of all, they went through the marriage.
They probably knew going in.
They probably got paid. They got paid to
I'm
do that.
I'm thinking that too.
They got paid to do that wedding live on TV too. So they probably did that.
It was probably an extra paycheck to do that wedding show and make it look good for at least 3 months, and then you can get a divorce. And they both went. Fine.
Do you think that's in writing? I was thinking too. That 90 days.
Absolutely.
You must remain married for at least 90 days.
It's in a contract somewhere.
Yep.
90-day spouse. They both decided for the money it was worth it.
Well, he didn't have. They kept talking about him not being the self-made man. There were some holes in his story. It really wasn't his fault. They knew it. They just whitewashed it. You know.
Oh yeah, we read it.
And he also found an ex-girlfriend that didn't like him, and she hated him. But of course, if you find anybody's ex-girlfriend, one of them's going to hate you.
Well, the guy didn't.
Hey, you're an ex for a reason.
Right.
Yeah. It turned out he didn't have as much money.
Right.
As
especially people, a retired guy with a lake house, right?
Right. People led to believe,
and he didn't have a lake house.
No, he did, but it was like
Well, he had a girlfriend, and I think it was like separate checks.
That was it.
This is your half of the fridge, and this is my half of the fridge. It was a total college roommate situation.
Don't touch my hummus.
But I think the girl he married, had her own money too. So I don't know. That might have been something too. Maybe she started sucking off some of her money, you know. And it wasn't.
Didn't think you were going to say money. Nope.
And it wasn't reciprocated. I'm talking about.
My turn.
Now it's my turn. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll suck off your money.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm reading over this email we just got. Todd, have you been looking at this?
Does that trigger anything you might want to do?
Yeah, it's kind of long, but Chris is a regular contributor, and he had a... Was it an ingrown hair?
It's the first line, my taint had to be scooped out like someone trying to scoop ice cream out of a container because of an ingrown hair, and this is how it happened.
How would you sit down if it got that bad?
You want to get into this?
Yeah, sure.
Had a low-grade fever for a while.
I'm going to say no. Yeah, what else to this?
And I was trying to figure out why I feel sick.
Right. We haven't done anything.
Drag it across, right. across the finish line here. Let's go.
I ain't saying no, puss.
So he had a low-grade fever for a while, trying to figure out why he felt sick. This was during the very beginning of COVID.
Right.
He's had issues with boils and ingrowns for a while at this point.
That's a great show.
Is that what you put on your Tinder profile?
About a week before this, he'd had one lanced off of his butt cheek.
Oh.
So he's thinking he might be getting sick from that, wants to go get it checked out, has to go to the ER. Fast forward to the hospital, they found the source. I had dead skin from a boil right behind my balls. And
that stuck to the tape.
Yeah. He was septic.
I hate it when that happened.
Had to take an ambulance ride to the hospital.
He's a listener?
Yeah. Right. They had to put him under, cut every part of that dead skin out, including part of the balls. I was stuck.
Part of the balls or part of the sack?
Says part of the balls. I don't know.
My balls.
I was stuck there for at least 2 weeks. During this time, my balls were inflamed. They looked like balls that you would see on a prized hog.
And I'm curious what part of the balls
I love how
they would extract.
Yeah. He automatically thinks he'd win a prize, you know.
And they left the hole open, so I had a hole between my butthole and the balls to stuff it with. I can... They had to stuff it with, I can only describe as what you'll get foam stuffing from an office chair.
Our buddy had that.
That's what
his ass.
Right.
They had to put that up in there to pack the wound, I guess.
Yeah.
Also found out during that time, I love morphine.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
The most embarrassing part of the whole thing was going number two. They gave me so much antibiotics, I didn't have anything solid for quite some time. Had to have somebody come in and clean him up, make sure nothing went inside the extra hole.
That wasn't the antibiotics that backed him up.
Said the extra hole,
Those are painkillers that constipate you.
Had to wait for it to heal naturally and for skin to grow back, so they didn't even sew it up. Thank God for short-term disability from the job that I had from that time, because when you have balls the size of softballs, waddling around trying to get where you need to go is very debilitating.
Softball-sized balls.
It almost killed me, but I'm glad I survived.
Now, he didn't do anything wrong, like let it go too long. It was just something that happened to him. He was lucky, right?
Okay. Side note, the boil that he had on his ass cheek came to be a fistula.
Fistula.
And I went through my ass cheek like that, like I was a shot. Oh.
Like he was shot.
I got a buddy of ours we're familiar with that had sort of something like this done. He had to be in a hospital and get his ass drained. Yeah.
How is somebody prone to this?
I don't know, man. He had had issues with boils and ingrown hair for a while at that point.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you, lucky to be alive. If you had the balls the size of softballs, would you take a picture of them right up next to a bat? Just to prove, they always take a hail and they put up against something.
Yeah.
I would have a bat, aluminum softball bat up against my balls.
For perspective.
And say, there you go, right. It's softball size.
Yeah, I would have an OnlyFans page.
At least while they're big. Yeah, why not make some money?
Just the balls.
Right.
Does the penis stay the same size? You just have gigantic balls. It's still your little.
That's what Nick always says.
Your grower on top of the softball-sized balls.
Wouldn't you figure there'd be swelling in that whole area?
I'm guessing it's like just a little peeper coming out at that point, and it's just all balls, you know, with it like riding two big bouncy balls, you know.
Donald says, and this guy's a friend of mine, recently had to be transported from Ogallala to Lincoln via fixed-wing aircraft. They billed Medicare $91,000.
Oh, Donald said that, right?
Yep. They billed both ways, but they didn't give him a ride back.
What? How do you get billed for a flight that you're not on? Just because they have to take it back?
Because they can. Yeah, because they had to fly back.
Right. Oh, wow.
I think Medicare said, nah, we'll give you nine.
And they said,
and Republicans want to cut that, by the way.
And they settled for that.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. Right.
Yes.
He could have called, like, NetJets.
Richest country in the world.
Or somebody.
Richest country in the world.
He could have chartered his own flight.
Right. He could have flown in luxury.
Right.
And had him wait there.
Without medical staff.
Yeah, but he had to pay on his own for that. Medicare wouldn't have covered a NetJet.
Oh, no, but I'm saying $91,000.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess I'm guessing the doctors and nurses on the flight that he was on were probably needed to. That wouldn't be there if you just chartered your own flight.
Oh, yeah, they had some first responders. They had some paramedics.
Wouldn't you draw seams on your balls, too, to make it look like a softball? I would. I just draw the seams on there, you know.
I don't know. That would be difficult.
It might be painful,
too. It might be painful.
You'd probably have to have someone else do that.
Oh, no, somebody had to do it for me. Hey, come here and draw seams on my balls.
I think with the Photoshop technology now, you could have photoshopped a few seams.
I really want them on there so people can just show them to people, you know. And paint them yellow like softballs are, you know.
They've got to be yellow.
Yeah, got to be yellow. Yeah, that's what they use anyway. Yeah.
Did the guy with the gigantic balls say how long before he was able to get any action after that?
Good point.
No, I'm guessing it was a while.
They don't want them swinging towards a small chin or anything.
Well, and when you have an open hole in your taint.
Yeah, you're probably not feeling that sexy.
No.
Oh, I don't know, man. There are guys going, it's not about feeling sexy, it's about getting off.
I've never felt sexy.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. An open wound and a hole in your taint?
That's still a dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it, but whoa, that's horrible.
After you get done putting seams on that, yeah, right. then take care of this, right? Yeah. All right. We are the live shows tonight one more time. We're going to say goodbye live now and do a best of for an hour because we need to rest.
It's imperative.
And tonight shows doors open at 6, show at 7. There are some tickets. It's selling really well. It's going to be a great crowd, but there are some tickets. Go to admiralomaha.com.
Oh, and don't park in the Burger King parking lot.
No. Yeah. Don't park in any of the business parking lots around there.
They will take your car away.
Yeah. They will tow you, man.
Yeah.
And nothing sucks more than leaving a show and having your car towed.
Right. You could stop and get a rodeo burger before the show.
Good point, Nick. All right.
AdmiralOmaha.com.
You wonder where I am.
You got to be 18. Got to be 18, 21 to drink, of course, and there'll be bars. Nick,
unlike
and Cameron Logsdon, and unlike Cameron Logsdon and Tyler Walsh, and Gary Curtis,
Zach Peterson
are all going to do some comedy. We're all going to be doing the podcast. And it's going to be fun. Looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Guinness is a proud sponsor. So
otherwise, if we don't see you tonight, you'll hear the podcast eventually on the platform.
Next week sometime we'll get that as soon as I can get it cleaned up and ready to go.
And we're back live Monday morning. Thanks for listening. See you tonight.
Have a good weekend. Or hopefully we see you tonight.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beat brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.